Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5:30 in the morning London time on Monday the 7th of October. Last week's US employment report data was wrong. That is one of the certainties about real-time employment data in the United States. However, the general direction of the data is normally more or less accurate. And what we are getting from the general direction of data is a US economy that has slowed somewhat, perhaps, but which is nowhere near close to recession, whatever a recession is. The political question is whether voters feel the prosperity. While economists deal in abstract concepts like GDP, normal people do not care. It's a remote concept that seems unrelated to day-to-day living. People have a distorted view of price levels and are inclined to blame the government for that. People do have pay increases, but they think that that is due to them working harder. The result is that people think that they are having to work harder to achieve the same standard of living, when the reality is that most people are working as hard or as little as they ever did for slightly higher standard of living. But spin is rarely the same as substance. The US is releasing consumer credit data today. The data does tend to be volatile, and the consensus is often wrong, spectacularly wrong last month, not helped by the relatively small number of economists that can be bothered to forecast these figures. Because of the move to online retail, more and more people are using digital money or credit cards, but at the same time, more and more people pay off their credit card bills in full each month. Delinquency rates on credit remain relatively low, reflecting the fact that real incomes are still rising and people are not tending to lose their jobs. In Europe, we have retail sales data for August. August was some time ago, and it's hard to get excited about data that is this far back when we already have a sense of the national numbers. There are also some ECB speakers, but it's also hard to get excited about more central bank babble. Investors are comfortable in their assumptions about where the ECB is going. The only thing that might raise some interest are German factory orders data, also for August. Germany should absolutely not be taken as a proxy for Europe as a whole, but it is inevitably going to attract some focus. Note that this data is nearly always revised, and there's been a roughly even balance between positive and negative revisions to the data series this year. Economic nationalism is often focused on trade, but both capital controls and the movement of people are affected as well. Last week, France announced it was increasing border controls within Europe, following a move by Germany. Media reports suggest that China is restricting the international travel of government employees, including teachers. These may not be major economic changes of themselves, but cumulatively, the trend towards economic nationalism is a threat to medium-term trend rates of growth. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.